And Paul and Steve to pitch? Do you have public relations or research professionals that you might want to suggest to Steve? Well, I'm, you know, obviously you've got to work this out.
I'd like to have some people on that committee.
That's right.
And not only that, there's going to come a point where people are going to be asked, how much time are you going to be spending on this? And some are going to have to back off.
That's right.
On how much time they can put in on this. So these committees should have, and Jackie, yours too, people who can pick it up if Jack or I are not able to be at a particular meeting.
That's right. What, is this a place, can you get Pat to Bats to serve on that?
Would it be appropriate for your committee, Steve, to be sort of located in the Washington area? And Jack's committee, for example, to be located in the Midwest, so that this would alleviate a lot of traveling if they didn't hold a meeting? Does this make sense?
Yeah, I think if we're going to deal with most of the PR Washington, as good as any place, because there's only one other place we could go, and that'd be New York. Would be one place.
Yeah, I was only going to suggest that maybe maybe Pat or someone from this group maybe ought to be on that, because one of the...
I certainly can't speak for Pat Bats, but I can certainly ask him if he thinks that would be somebody that ought to be on this committee.
I think he'd be good. He's a thoroughgoing professional. He was at the last two meetings, and he knows this issue upside down and backwards, and he can also tap into the Farm Bureau's not insubstantial resources of information, et cetera. But we need other members on that, and then Jack needs some people on the Finance Committee. I don't think any of these things would be...
I'm located here, but, you know, I mean... Sure.
Hey, Ann, can we count on you to be on the PR Committee?
Yes, the Power Pro State Convention is which is second. You've not got all nominated.
The only, I don't want to get Howard involved with too much here. That might be more than he might do, but the suggestion has been made that he might be made chairman of the education. Now, I don't know if this comes to pass or not, but it certainly would place a little extra burden on an individual if this were to happen.
Anybody else who can volunteer, somebody with public relations background in their organization? See what we have to add. We're going to have to go home and get commitments on these things. I'd ask all of you to please call me within the next week with names of people who can fill out that task force.
How large should these task force be?
5 to 7 is probably, I would say, about right. Particularly this Planning, Research, Public Relations Committee, whatever we call it, because the biggest job they're going to do is really to sit with us and do the actual activity plan. So a broad spectrum of people is good there. Do pork producers have a... There's a... Who's here from pork producers? You are. The person who's your policy director...
Chris Herbert.
Well, Chris, or, yes, exactly. I think, you know, that'd be a good spot, I should think. If you
can. Well, I can do what Steve said, go home and find out, but I can't commit her.
Alright.
Well, if all of you would give me a call next week.
Jack, what kind of help do you need?
Kathy, Dewey to check his organization.
Okay. There was someone here from FIEI. Seems to me they might be FIEI. He sat down here, he represents somebody else on the left. It seems to me that those people might be a good...
Larry Gage is the usual representative from FIEI. He's located in Chicago.
Yeah, he would be. I just think as a group, you know, where they represent the equipment manufacturers, they do have a pretty strong interest in us. Needing access to money. Does that do it? Are there any other loose ends? Well, you've been very, very patient, and we appreciate it. I think that when you review what we did, I hope you will come to the conclusion that we really confronted the major issue without beating around the bush. And that if at times during the day it seemed to you that that might have turned out to be a problem, I think that we really, I sense that you're a lot closer to a real agreement representing where you really are than would have been the case if we had beat around the bush. So we will go home and produce the document and start the process.
Do we want to set a date for this January meeting, realizing that people are extremely busy that time of the year, but maybe if we could set it at this point in time, it might get on your schedules.
As long as you put it in the end of the month.
Can't have it at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I'd say we wait until February.
Well, maybe February would be a more appropriate time, because January, I realize, is an extremely busy month for most organizations. What kind of a date in February? I think it's fairly important we get this down somewhere.
I think February is about as bad as January. How's December?
Well,
that's awfully fast.
Well, is it in general agreement then that maybe February would be a better time than January? Because we're gonna have to get this nailed down pretty fast, because I know people's schedule that time of the year. It's just extremely hectic, and unless you get it set like now for 6 months, 8 months in advance, you're going to have a great deal of conflict. And the fact that there is going to be a tremendous amount of information, a very critical meeting at that point in time, obviously, I think it's important that we do get it nailed down. Well, let's look at February, the first part of February. Okay. Well, with that, I thank you for coming. I hope that we got accomplished what you anticipated would be accomplished today, and certainly appreciate your attendance.
All right.
Thanks,
Ed.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at. You've got to have some management.
Yeah.
Can't do it all.
No, that's right. So,
enjoy the day. Good to see you.
And it's easy to the way the final thing is generally done. Maybe the process we involve, it is pretty structured, so it's easy to do that. But my point is, we would be the ones that would know. I don't know what to say. We would be the ones that would know what activities might work out. But then they can sit here and say, well, from an operational point of view, is that what you're?
Well, what I'm saying is, if you're going to have to do that, you're going to have to do that.
And also the hands-on experience they would bring, not only for selling it, but also saying, well, what about this time? Giving us the raw data to do the process.
Well, you know what else? Yeah. You know what else is a good investment in that? I doubt very many of the managers of that kind of planning process, and they might come home and say, geez, you know, maybe we ought to use this. That's what we generally find.
That's a real problem.
And so maybe we can do some good for ourselves here by educating some people.
corporate.
Yes.
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 Well, let's. All right. Well, we'll go home and write this thing out.
Because I mean, let's be frank. You're talking $50,000. You know how big part of the my budget.
Oh, sure.
And we're you know, the top chemical firms in the world.
Right.
That's half my budget.
That's right. But on the other hand, Steve, for any one of 10 of your members to fund that whole
they have got just a petty cash each day, and we have our entire budget.
Exactly.
That's it.
And the 50 grand is no problem. And look, when the thing runs, you're going to be looking at an annual budget that's going to cost some dough if we're going to do these things. And that guy from feed manufacturers should sit right there and say all he wants to about how it's going to happen. I don't know what motivates him. You obviously do. Or you have some conscience. Well, I mean, because he, you know, he's kidding himself. If he thinks it's going to just, he's kidding me.
He's running his ticket with the members here because he's a supporter like I am.
Yeah.
He's been better talking to his people are looking really at his agenda.
Thank you very much.
He talks up like that.
Because he didn't. Things he was all over the issue. Because then he'd come right in and say, "Yeah, I agree with that. It's a big issue." Chris just nodded. And he said, "Hey, it's a big issue." Hey, what is it?
It's just nice to hear from someone.
Well, we'll go on and do this thing and talk to you all and distribute it and see where we go from there.
I'm not sure what happened.
Can I help you?
Sure.
Here's what happened. Well, we talked about the meeting.
We
really are. I'm tired of wasting my time. There's two ways to avoid time waste. One is to very slowly weed people along. And, you know, our experience has been that that fails as often as it succeeds. And it sort of goes back to what I said last time about how sometimes confrontation, you know, really does engage people. So at least, that's how we said, look, there, a lot of them aren't going to be ready. We've got to do this. We've got to go over this budget. We realize it's getting almost 50 grand to do this stuff, you know, and we looked at agricultural and so we said, look, a lot of them are going to find this very hard to digest. They can't speak in organizations anyway. And just the usual cop-out. I got to go home. You heard that all over the place. What that means is, Christ, I'm not sure about this.
They sit on the phone while telling the people back home what they should be thinking about, but in meetings they don't. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. The same ones that are home saying, you'll do it my way. Well, the meetings say, I can't commit us to this. So we figured, look, here's what you do.
And
instead of being in the bush or reviewing, I was offered to review what we said last time or talk about strategies.
They're serious.
We're just going to lay it right on them and we're going to be all unclear. That's why they came aboard this morning. I didn't care whether they understood what we said about the organization. It wouldn't make any difference whether they understood. The point was what their perceptions of a third organization were. And I could have spelled right out that they have no employees, post office box in Hoboken, and I'd have gotten the same response. So we figured, no, frog with that. Just hit them with the idea that it's going to cost money, it's going to be a third organization, but you have to sign up for it. And then we'll see the perceptions come in. And our hunch was that two things would happen. They didn't say, well, wait, let's go. And then we could spend the afternoon really getting into the strategy and program. We could have done this by, you know, noon, spent the afternoon getting down into the nitty-gritty. Or what would happen is what did happen. They said, oh my God, we would have to do something about this.
Why? In part, is it because the lobbying sphere moving in on a lot of them? In part, is it because it's this thing, the way agriculture goes about? I don't know why.
Well, here's our sense. Our sense is that most organizations in agriculture are very tipsy. Politics of agricultural organizations, stuff that if you tried that in a corporate setting or even university setting, it just wouldn't be, you know, it would be old fashioned. Even universities, the worst cut out possible dishonest politics there is. Some about agricultural organizations.
Yeah, they were.
We see them time after time. They look you right in the eye and go out and do something else.
I don't think many.
And I don't know why that is. I think it's partly because of agriculture itself. I think it's because people who work for agricultural associations have been cut off at the knees too often. by some independent farmer. The Farm Bureau guy who goes home and he's got it all sold, and everybody in the office thinks it's good by some loud dairy farmer gets out of the part, and all the other dairy farmers go along with it. Now, those are our hunches on why.
Well, there is a little talk about agriculture is very committed to status quo. Any change is very painful and difficult. Any change.
Well, I think
but it seems to be the character, part of the character of it.
It was interesting hearing that sort of you three who, in a sense, consultant rather than players.
And then the guy says, well, hell, I can't let you do that. What'll I tell my boss?
I get very excited about my work, but
If you agree to be pitched,
I get all of it.
Well, I think that if everybody had shaken their head in agreement, that would have been a more dangerous, because nobody's doing it, and you're going to have to go through this again on the strategy, but you've got to have those low points early in the meeting. And then bring it up to a high at the end. Because if we ever end the meeting on a low point, that's where I last just see the rest of it.
Well, yeah.
So I think where we are is right where we said we'd be. They agreed that, you know, even if they'd have all said, shook their head, yes, we'd just do it. We'd have all done a proposal, send it to them to sign up. The other nice thing is if they approve this, it'll be a lot easier for them then to approve the ultimate strategy, activity plan,
or whatever comes out of that. There will be a record of activity.
Yeah, well, not only that, but that won't be us.
Yeah.
See, this is just one consulting firm telling you we think this is how you should organize. When we go in at the next meeting and do an activity plan and everything, that truly will have arisen from everybody here. The scenario, everybody will have participated in. They've all been involved in the research. The committee and others will have done the plan, and then the whole group around the table will have altered the plan or, you know, whatever. So now it truly is a group process.
Which again argues for getting more management on the committee.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
See you, Cs.
Yeah, one quick strategy.
Oh, yeah.
You're so right about this. They're very much involved. They're quite cognizant of it. I've been to talk to the conventions recently. I've got three more scheduled. Now, do you see any in just about the fact that this committee is and that they are looking forward to a formation? I think this is a wonderful
opportunity. By all means. Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
I know, you'll be
hearing from this group.
I've got three starting in the month, not till October, but three of the groups I'm meeting with in October. November and January.
That'd be great. You could do that.
I saw
them
how
many. Hell no. Everybody's gone with it willingly because they know it doesn't and require a lot of commitment on their part or whatever.
This is the one page.
This is different.
That's what everybody came in here. They wanted.
The bromides.
Yeah, I didn't know if anyone else had sent them or what. This is that's just a summary plus. This is what we have done.
Okay, from program. By the way.
Excuse me. We didn't. I forgot to ask for these today.
I know.
To reinforce that. Shouldn't we do that right away?
Yes.
Kathy, could you do another? You've contributed your part. Would you mind doing again asking people to send in their
position? I would be glad to if I have the staff to do it.
No, okay.
I don't have a secretary or anything.
Tell you what, you draft up the memo, we'll produce it.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
Give me that, and who you want to go to, and we'll produce it.
Okay. Well, it should go to the list.
We've got some.
How many? Okay.
You sent me the ones. I got the originals.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But I haven't sent it direct to Pat this time.
All right. Let me just plus. Let me tell you who we got. We got UEP.
Well, we can send it again. We'll just send it to the task force.
Sure, we got AFMA, we got AHI, and we got National Cattlemen's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, here's National Cattlemen's, and that's about it. In other words, you on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rest of this is just some other material. So there's...
Okay, yeah, we'll just send it around again and say if you haven't done it.
Yeah, we might as well send to anybody, everybody, because only those three have responded to it.
We'll touch base with me.
Yeah, we'll touch base with you as soon as I get a better feeling. You're in Chicago?
No.
Milwaukee, all right. Well, we have an office in Grand Rapids, and we get to Chicago with great regularity these days because we're working on a big project there. And, in fact, I went out the other day with my father to look at the old family farm on Ottawa County, Michigan, which was settled by our people when it was Indian territory in the 1840s, and I'll be damned, the current owner has a great big sign out front that says Blue Delft.
Delft
Blue. Delft Blue, whatever it is. So I said, by God.
I know who those guys are.
Yeah, right.
So you see,
who's the current owner?
It's a Dutch name.
A lot of more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think the Delft Blue gets them.
Yeah.
But, it's Vander something. I've won a race.
Breedy?
What?
Vander Breedy?
Sure will.
V-R-E-E-D?
Yeah, right. It could be that. I was born and raised in Grand Rapids, and my people are all Frisian, so I...
Yeah. Those names or something
just,
or other.
Yeah, those names just go zip. They're old hat.
All right, well, we'll be in touch then.
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
The other thing we got to really knuckle under on here and get some agreement on as we move into this next phase is that, say what they will, in that plan, when we do that plan, I think we ought to propose some kind of a Washington coordinating. They're not going to, these groups are not going to work that closely together on this legislation. I hear that already from talking to them today.
Kathy's comment was, nobody's told me what the strategy is on the Howard bill. Exactly. I knew I'd do it.
Exactly. And I think that has to be part of the plan. That may be the next issue we confront. See, that's one of the dangers of holding a meeting here with a lobbyist instead of the bosses. A lot of the comments that we're getting here are really lobby comments and not program comments. One of the reasons is that most of them don't even understand this. They're so used to going to the hill and shooting the goddamn hip. Here's my data. And it's data-based. And we're not talking about data-based now. We're talking about jerking these congressmen and state legislators and opinion leaders around because the public is saying, oh, no, you don't, which is the only way to ever control those bastards. you know, it's really at the grassroots where the consumer says, you're not raising the cost of my food.
That's right. These lobbyists may never been exposed to the idea they support function to them, which in part is what this is.
Well, that's a good way of putting it.
And that's really what it is. I know my last effort was on the D2 lands thing. John Katz was the governor's guy in Washington. John retained Bill Timmons' firm.
Yep.
And Carl Ogus and that bunch, and the first thing they did was say, we need PR support.
That's right.
But Carl Ogus and Bill and all those know the value of it, so we were brought in. And I've worked with Carl Ogus and Bill, and they're very good. Everybody understands the whole thing. And in the process, the governor's lobbyists are all educated on the value of a PR thing. It is a support function, too.
All right, well, now, wait. In the proposal, I think we want to emphasize that. It's grassroots, it's education, it's internal, and it's lobby support. See, I think I haven't been, John, you're raising them, I haven't written it down yet.
I've got it.
Have you? Just send it to me, would you? Because I figure it's better if I try and follow somewhat that
in
what they see rather than my notes.
Okay.
We can, there's a little conference room down here at the end.
Okay.
Down there.
It's right next to
John.
Hi,
John.
Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
How are you?
You're raising my masterpiece there? Wow.
I know, I got the quick.
And if you, honestly, Pat, that's what it is. If the worst possible thing may happen in the federal Congress, as well as in the state legislature, you're really talking about a support function building out there that when the time comes is going to say, knock that shit off to the senators and congressmen who would go ahead and vote.
Who says, look, you can frog around on issues, but don't you play with this one because we're going to diselect you if you do. I understand that so well. It's like that idiot of ours we were telling you about, you know, Humphrey, who now is all gung-ho against acid rain. And until 2 weeks ago, he was giving speeches on how it wasn't a problem. But the numbers convinced him.
Sorry.
How are you doing, John?
Sorry I missed you today, but I have awards contest.
Did you? Well, we had an interesting...
We got our judges working all around the building here.
What contest is it? Your
Information awards for the state.
Oh, yeah.
You saw it last year.
Yeah, indeed.
So how you been, beautiful?
Real fine. How about yourself?
Hanging in there.
Good.
Still losing weight.
John, good.
We're not meeting, right?
Yeah, he would like to visit him down here.
All right.
Yours?
I'll take it, yep. I don't know.
I have some extra copies.
I'll get some help.
That's a fine show.
Somebody can clean that up. I'll start down here at this end.
Thank you.
they want to Rick Stelligan wants to land this versus 5 months.
Yeah. But he
oh, they're part of that.
He's only good. Yeah.
Somebody pulls himself on his course.
See, each of they're gonna pick two finalists. Glendon and Lee Smalls.
Yeah.
And television. So he'll have two finalists, and each of these other guys will have a look at these two choices.
If it's really bad one time, like one time one of them came in and it was atrocious, then we did send it back to the State Farm Bureau, I think.
Well, I
don't
think that's
kind of
bad.
Well,
it's short.
If it were longer, it might be worse. I have any idea of a good way to be able to say something like that. You know?
Because it's like you're not proofing their
for one word, and since it's not like the California delegation, then I have no qualms about it.
Yeah, well, I wanted to show it to you. I'm
glad you looked at it.
Don't catch, myself included. I could do it twice and not catch it.